Fallen human beings are incapable of purchasing their own redemption. We need someone else to save us. And Scripture insists that that someone else is Jesus. But how does the process work? What do we have to do? How do human beings receive redemption from Jesus?
We can receive redemption in only one way, and that is by trusting in what God has done. If you think about it, what is it that's lost in the fall? It is a relationship of profound trust in God and reliance upon God. Adam and Eve refused to trust in God's word about the tree. They refused to rely upon the wisdom of God, and therefore their loss of trust and reliance, what we might call faith, is that which devastates the human condition. We can't fix that. We can't fix the betrayal against God that we have acted out. We cannot undo the affront that our sin is to God. Only God can change that. We can't set ourselves free from the power of sin. Only God can do it for us. So how do we receive redemption? We receive redemption by understanding we can't do anything to save ourselves, to fix ourselves, and we throw ourselves completely upon the goodness and the mercy and the sovereign power of God to reach into our lives and redeem us by His grace.
Human beings receive God's salvation by grace through faith. The Bible tells us that there is no other way than the way of faith. And this faith consists of reliance on, acceptance of, and response to God. It is not a human decision. It flows completely from grace and responds to that grace. Everything is from God. He takes the initiative and humanity responds. And in that process, grace continually supports us, leading us to God's great salvation.